USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The House is expected to send the articles of impeachment to the Senate on Wednesday after Democrats select a team of managers who will lead the prosecution of the president. Political analysts are assuming the two leaders of the team will be the chair of the Judiciary Committee, Jerry Nadler, and the chair of the Intelligence Committee, Adam Schiff. During their House meeting, both of them spoke, explaining the way the trial should go. There may be new witness testimony at the trial. Minority Leader Chuck Schumer.
Does Leader McConnell want the truth? Do Senate Republicans want the truth? I'd remind the leader, our request for witnesses and documents is very much in line with the Senate's history.
GOP Leader Mitch McConnell.
51 senators will decide who to call. After that, who knows who will employ what kind of legal devices? I have no idea.
This is USA Radio News.
If you're thinking about life insurance from low-cost term to business or estate coverage or perhaps a small policy to cover your final expenses, why spend more than you have to? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Since 1986, AccuQuote has helped hundreds of thousands of folks save a fortune on their life insurance by quickly comparing the rates, features, and financial strength of dozens of top-rated life insurance products right over the phone. Want some examples? A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy a $500,000 10-year level term policy for less than $45 a month. Oh, you say you're 60? No problem. Under $120 a month. 20 or 30 year terms, even permanent plans are available. Okay, so you might have some health problems, huh? Lots of us do, but the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find the best affordable policy. To find out how much you can save, call AccuQuote today, 877-439-8830. That's 877-439-8830. 877-439-8830. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Rates, policy forms, and availability vary by state.
Worldwide debt is at a record high, USA's Chris Barnes reports.
The number comprises borrowing by households, governments, and companies, and it grew from $9 trillion to nearly $253 trillion in the first 9 months last year. The biggest problem countries are New Zealand, Switzerland, and Norway, all of which have rising household debt levels, while government debt to GDP ratios in the U.S. and Australia are also at all-time highs. Debt levels are lower in emerging markets, but even there, they're rising fast. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The impeachment papers head to the Senate on Wednesday. The trial should begin in 1 week. A small group of Senate Republicans want to also hear from witnesses. GOP leader Mitch McConnell.
We're going to vote on that at the appropriate time after we listen to the argument.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
One TV doctor says breakfast is not as important as people think. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the story.
We've been told that breakfast is the most important meal of the day. Many of us start our days with a cup of coffee, maybe some bacon and eggs or pancakes and eggs. But according to Dr. Oz, that's all a sham and we're being lied to. He joins Fox News and says breakfast is not as important as many people make it out to be.
I don't think you should eat breakfast until 3 or 4 hours after you awaken. And we launched our most successful program for New Year's ever this year. It's called System 20. And the whole concept was 20 steps to reduce your chance of chronic illness by 20%. And if you need to, you can lose weight. Right? So once you, I mean, gave it to you to study, right? So if anyone wants this on DrOz.com, but here's the key. The foundation of this program, which includes meditation and exercise and some snacks, it's all about intermittent fasting, really. Right. And there was a huge study just came out last week in our most prestigious medical journal, New England Journal of Medicine, endorsing again that intermittent fasting is the wisest way to stay healthy, probably live longer, even if you don't lose weight on it.
Dr. Oz continues.
But this issue of breakfast is what caused a lot of the ups and downs. And you know, people say I was dead wrong, and others have jumped to my defense. It's actually not about me. The data is pretty clear. We don't really have to eat when we first wake up. And a lot of Americans watching right now think, okay, I'm going to hurry. I don't have much time, but I know I got to eat. It's good for me. I'm going to throw something
in my mouth. Because I've been told it's the most important meal of the day.
And it actually turns out to be the opposite.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.